Sigurado ka ba sa iyong nakikita? O baka ikay? Namamalik mata. My boyfriend, Rafi, and I were in Baguio together with two of our friends, Faye and Wally, also in a relationship. We were driving along South Drive when Wally suddenly turned all the lights inside the car on. At that moment, I knew something was very wrong. My stomach churned and my heart started beating really fast. I closed my eyes and told myself, ano ba, stop being paranoid. After giving myself a quick pep talk, I opened my eyes and immediately started crying silently when I saw the reflection of someone sitting behind my boyfriend on my side of the window. I was shaking and crying, but still, since I thought he'd be in some sort of danger, the only thing I could think of was to swap seats with him. And so I did. I wiped my tears away and inched closer towards him. "Can we swap seats?" I whispered. "Huh? Bakit?" he asked, clearly worried. But I couldn't actually tell him that something bad was going on. I feel uncomfortable with all this space. Pwede bang dyan ako sa left side near the window and then just sit really close to me? I lied. After we switched seats, he held my hand close to him and tried my best not to look at the rear view mirror, but I couldn't help it. I did. The woman that was sitting behind us was still there, and I've never told them this part, but she looked at me dead in the eye through the rear view mirror. I was terrified that I tightened my grip on Rafi's hand and I started audibly breathing, like when I'm about to get a panic attack. "What's going on?" Faye asks. I was about to answer her, but then I realized this question is not directed to me, but to her boyfriend, Wally. He gave her nothing. "Hey, what's wrong?" she asks again, worried. Finally, I look up to see him doing the sign of the cross. I didn't pray with him. I just closed my eyes and waited, telling myself, it will all be over. Don't worry. She'll leave. A few minutes after muttered prayers and silent cries, the air around us started to feel lighter. And thus, I opened my eyes and Wally turned the lights off. "Okay, what's going on? I know something's wrong. You just don't pray out of the blue," Faye asks curiously. Wally and I cross-referenced whatever we saw and felt during the last few minutes of our hitchhiker's short stay. And until now, I never look at the rear view mirror again unless the driver asks me something and he wants to have eye contact through the mirror. I was a working student at the university library dito sa Manila. Every time na magka-close kami around 8 p.m, may maririnig kaming footsteps kahit na kami na lang employees ang nandoon at nasa iisang lugar lang kaming lahat. As in, maririnig mong lumilibot yung kung sino o ano man yung naglalakad. One time, tinanong namin sa mga taga-floor sa taas namin, galing ba sa kanila yun? Pero hindi naman daw. Nasanay na lang kami na ganon. Pero ang pinaka-hair-raising talaga is dalawa na lang kami ng workmate ko and nagsasara na kami ng computers. Then suddenly, may malakas na kalabog sa shelf sa bandang likod na section ng library. And naramdaman talaga namin na may masamang aura sa paligid. Kinikilabutan talaga kami at nagdadasal habang inaantay naming mag-shutdown mga computer. at tuloy pa rin ang pagkalabog. Natunghayan nyo na naman ang mga kwentong kababalaghan na hindi magpapatulog sa iyo tuwing gabi. Kita-kita na naman tayo sa susunod na episode ng Malikmata.